Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. A few text messages coming in. Lisa, who said that Chris Rock had any idea why Jada shaved her head? Was Jada the only woman there with a shaved head? How is Chris supposed to know? I think a lot of text messages are coming in about that. Everybody talking about the Oscars last night, not because of all the amazing moments that happened, because I thought it was one of the best Oscar presentations that I'd seen in years. It was new. The music was amazing, whether it was Reba McEntire or Billie Eilish. Did I call her Irish? Eilish, who was really thrilled when she got her Oscar. It was almost like one of those Taylor Swift moments. And the list goes on and on. Beyonce, it was fantastic up to the point where Will Smith got up on stage and slapped Chris Rock. Hey, let's turn to Chicago now. In fact, I would love to know what Representative LaShawn Ford thinks about this, but he's got legislation that he is introducing that might be a little controversial, might be a little hard for some people to understand. But LaShawn, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Did you see it last night? Did you see Will Smith smack Chris Rock?
I saw it in replay, but I didn't see it live. I'm an early bird to bed, and so it's really disappointing. I mean, you know, I think that when you see that type of behavior happening, it's a perfect example of what's happening in the streets. That was street behavior where you had a person says something about another person and they take a violent act against that person, against someone. And you see that in the streets. You see people say something about their mother or their girlfriend and they shoot them. And then now what happens? It continues. But Chris Rock was a gentleman and he was a perfect citizen. He took it like a man and it ended right there. You know, in the streets, what happens is it spills over and then it's more people getting hurt. So kudos to Chris Rock.
He did. He took it like a man. This is Representative LaShawn Ford, Democrat from Chicago's 8th District. And you are looking to decriminalize psychedelic plants in the state of Illinois, because what we're seeing is that some of these drugs are now being used to treat things like depression or PTSD. Are we talking about mushrooms, like magic mushrooms?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, many people want to say that Will Smith had a mental breakdown. I just want to say, closing out on that, that, you know, this is a opportunity to talk about helping people with mental health challenges and to help strengthen their mental health. But, you know, I don't want to give Will Smith the benefit of put him in the category of people that really suffer from mental health challenges. And this bill, this Illinois compassionate use of a natural plant, is something that should be discussed because it's being used right now. And so I'm listening and bringing stakeholders, Republicans and Democrats, and the Department of Public Health and experts all to the table so that we could talk about it.
You know, I was listening to Bob Surratt's show this morning. He had Dr. Kevin Most on, and he reminded us that it was only in 94 that I think Advil became something we could go into the grocery store or, you know, the pharmacy and buy. Before that, it was prescribed. There was a time when aspirin was prescribed. Then we came out with marijuana that was prescribed to treat medical conditions. And so for some people, this is very shocking, but the research has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
It has. And there, you know, that's why we have to have a serious discussion, because, you know, just like marijuana is being regulated now because people are using it, and we want to make sure that people that choose to use marijuana have it as safe as possible and not have marijuana that you buy from the traditional market that we now know sometimes could be laced with other things other than marijuana. And so we know that there are people right now selling this drug, And right now, we cannot no longer allow for drugs like this to become a problem like marijuana, where you have so many people being criminalized. And what's important about our approach is we are bringing people together, people that are experts in the medical profession, people that are experts in the plant and the state agencies, the governor's team, everyone to the table before we actually file some type of legislation, because we want to make sure that we listen to people before we just put something out there and ask people to accept it.
Representative, it's Steve. How does this work then? So if you were suffering from, is it depression or PTSD, you'd go to a doctor who would prescribe it? I mean, you're saying it's being used elsewhere successfully. How is it working? And not how well is it working, but just the process of it.
I've heard from individuals that say that their lives have changed as a result of being able to use psilocybin services. And in order to make sure that people are not harmed by this plant, we have to make sure that the Illinois Licensed Medical Society is on board. We have to make sure the psychologists, the psychotherapists are all on board so that there's a plan for the use. Right now, it's just there, and people use it without doctors' prescriptions, without doctors' care, because there are some downsides to this if it's not used properly, and studies have shown.
Right? Representative LaShawn Ford is with us, and we've got to toss it to news, but is there someplace people can reach out and share their story or their opinion with you?
Absolutely. It's Rep Ford at LaShawnFord.com. And we want the tent to grow, and we want to get it right before we try to pass legislation. We don't want a repeat of cannabis in Illinois.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.